ready? We'll go ahead and start. So good morning, members of the commission, staff, ladies and gentlemen. The Planning Commission is now in session. We have a few rules and procedures we'd like you to follow to help expedite today's hearing. First, everyone will be given an opportunity to be heard. When it is your turn to speak, come to the podium, state your name and address clearly for the record. The applicant and those in favor will be heard first, and then those opposed will be heard. After that, the applicant will be given time for rebuttal, and if necessary, one of the speakers in opposition will be given the time for surrebuttal. We ask that you limit your presentations or testimony. The chair reserves the right to limit testimony and will exercise that right in the interest of others who have business before the commission. After all the speakers have been heard, the hearing will be closed. At that point, additional comments from the public will not be allowed unless one of the commissioners asks that the hearing be reopened. Finally, the commissioners will discuss the application, make motions, and vote to reach a decision. If you're not satisfied with the commission's decision, you may be able to appeal it to the Board of Supervisors. Appeals must be filed within a specified period of time after today's hearing, and you can check with staff for the procedures to follow in filing your appeal. Please make sure your mobile phones and pagers are on mute. Thank you. Commissioner Hill, will you lead us in the flag salute, please?
Yes. Please stand. Salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. May we have roll call?
Commissioner Arabian.
Here.
Commissioner Borchardt.
Here.
Commissioner Carver.
Here.
Commissioner Quist.
Here.
Commissioner Roman.
Here.
Commissioner Whelan.
Here.
Commissioner Zante.
Here.
Vice Chair Hill.
Here.
Chairman Abrahamian.
Here. Okay. There are no consent items on today's agenda. Then the regular agenda, item number one, is public presentations. This portion is reserved for persons desiring to address the Planning Commission on any matter within our jurisdiction, but it's not on today's agenda. Is there anyone in the public that wishes to address the commission? Seeing none, we'll go to item number two.
Regular agenda, item number two, director review and approval, number 4660, and initial study number 8065, filed by Amar Cajon Singh, proposing to allow the maintenance and storage of trucks and trailers when such vehicles are devoted exclusively to the transportation of agricultural products, supplies, and equipment on a 9.25-acre parcel in the AE20 Zone District. The project site is located on the northwest corner of South Brawley Avenue and West California Avenue, approximately 2,100 feet south of the city of Fresno.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Alexander Pretzer, Department of Public Works and Planning. Director Review and Approval Application Number 4660 proposes to allow the maintenance and storage of trucks devoted exclusively to agricultural products, supplies, and equipment. The subject 9.25-acre parcel is located in the AE20 Zone District and is designated as agriculture in the Fresno County General Plan. Regarding the four required findings, staff is able to recommend making finding number one. The project proposes 22 truck parking stalls, and with adherence to applicable development standards, the subject parcel is adequate in size and shape for the proposed use. Staff is able to recommend making finding two. With improvements to South Brawley, as required in the conditions of approval for this project, and with adherence to the traffic impact study prepared for this project, traffic generated by the project would have a less than significant impact related to the nearby streets. Staff is able to recommend making finding three. The noise study prepared for the project and accepted by the Department of Public Health, Environmental Health Division, determined that the project would not have any significant impacts on the surrounding neighborhood with adherence to the Fresno County Noise Ordinance and the mitigation measures proposed. Mitigation measures proposed include a continuous concrete block wall around the perimeter of the parcel. Staff is able to recommend make finding number four. The proposed project is consistent with general plan policies such as LUA3, which allows for agriculturally related activities in areas of the county designated for agriculture. Staff is able to recommend making all four findings as required by the zoning ordinance for this project, and staff is available for any questions you may have.
Thank you. Any questions of the speaker, of the staff?
I do.
Yes, Commissioner Arabian.
So the agricultural exclusion on this is intended to, for say like a farmer that trucks his own product and things like that in an A20 zone. So he is saying that he is going to be using this exclusively for agricultural products. Is that correct?
Correct. Any truck seeking to park on this parcel for this project should be exclusively for agriculture.
And there will also be a maintenance center as well for the truck?
Let me go back here. Yes, there will be a small maintenance center that's included as part of the project.
So this is a trucking operation, not just an operation used for trucking of, say, like a personal farm type of operation, right?
Not for a personal farm. It's for any trucking related.
But in order to, and so the way you guys are able to make the findings, so the whole thing hinges upon his use of agricultural products, correct?
Is that correct?
And that's why it's so easy, or not so easy, but that's why you're able to make the findings. So if it's not agricultural use, what would be the proper way? Then he would have to come and do like a CUP and a general plan amendment or something like that. If he said no, this is going to be a long haul operation. We're just going to do a regular trucking operation. What would be the proper channels?
If the use wasn't an exclusive ag project, it would have to either move to someplace appropriately zoned, such as a industrial zone M1, M2, M3. Or they would have to rezone that property, which would have its own challenges. It would probably take a general plan amendment, rezone, et cetera, and you'd be looking at different issues.
So the approval of this really hinges on the agricultural use, correct?
Correct. The application is
so
for
does that,
exclusive
yeah,
agriculture.
So exclusive, does that mean 50-50? Does it mean 90-10? Or does it mean 100% has to be agricultural?
My wife says exclusive is exclusive.
That's good. All right, that's all.
Who's going to monitor that?
My son. No, I'm just kidding. Code enforcement is our enforcement agency. I mean, people have the ability to put in, complaints, and they have to deal with it. If in fact, at some point, it could come back to this body as a what's the term I'm looking for? There's a process to extinguish the CUP. Yeah, revocation. Thank you. But normally it's handled through code enforcement, citations, directing them to correct the situation.
Thank you.
Is this being a DRA final, or can it be appealed to the Board of Supervisors?
It can be appealed to the Board of Supervisors.
Okay.
That's typically why they get, the DRAs get sent to you, is to give them another right of appeal to the...
There are some that are final, though, correct? Some DRAs.
If the director had made the DRA, it's an appeal to you.
Okay.
But when the director sends it to you instead of making his own decision, then they get to appeal ahead. And then CEQA decisions are always appealable to the board.
I have a question about the traffic study around this. It says no adverse. What was it called? Insignificant. Is that counting the traffic on the lot? Like it's not adverse to the lot, or it's not adverse to the streets around this?
The traffic impact study would have studied the intersection and the adjacent roads, and then it would have also been reviewed by our roads and our transportation unit to make certain that there were no adverse impacts.
Okay. So, I mean, I do see that they're talking about anticipated traffic in the operational statement as construction traffic to build the site. But it doesn't look like they're talking about traffic as the site's operational in the operational statement. Was that addressed?
So all of that is addressed in the traffic impact study from construction through operation. So all of that gets factored into the analysis.
And is there, I know City of Fresno's been talking a lot about truck routes and rerouting trucks around locations like elementary schools and whatnot. Is that part of the consideration here?
It is not currently a part of it, but there are general plan policies prohibiting truck traffic going through residential neighborhoods and areas. But at this moment, there's nothing currently in the surrounding area that would warrant that routing. The nearest school is about 0.4 miles to the north, I believe. And anything would have to be either applicant proposed or through your commission.
Okay, thank you.
Were there any additional comments received from the public or letters that we don't have here?
No letters were received. Multiple phone calls were received, but nothing to add to the record outside of what is currently included as exhibits.
Okay. Any other questions of staff at this time? Commissioner Quist?
Well, back to the traffic study. And getting to the earlier question regarding routes, for example. So you all considered going by Madison Elementary. Because obviously under the mitigation section, there's reference to monitoring traffic at 180 and Brawley, right?
Correct. That's included as mitigation for it.
So we approved this mitigation factor of Caltrans monitoring that is after the fact.
Yes, yeah, so that would be during the operation of that project.
And did you consider 600 units of housing going in just east of Madison Elementary that would impact the traffic study on Brawley?
If they're not in currently, it wouldn't have been able to be studied.
Okay.
Any other questions? Just one more question. In the operational statement, it says the office building truck repair and maintenance will be operated Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Did they have times for trucks going in and out too? Or perhaps I can ask the applicant that question.
Probably more appropriate for them. I don't have it off the top of my head.
Okay. One more question, Commissioner Quist.
I noticed on this site plan and operational statement, there's 9 new parking stalls, okay? And that's apparently for office staff and mechanics.
Correct. Additional parking for non-trucks are required through our site plan review process and by ordinance. They are required to have parking for, you know, storage of normal passenger vehicles as well. Not necessarily storage, that's a poor term on my part, but parking for employees.
So parking for 22 truck drivers is not specifically included. Where do the truck drivers park?
Truck drivers are parking in the longer stalls, as you see on the site plan. The 9 proposed
But that's for trucks and trailers, right?
Yes.
How do they arrive at work?
That would be an applicant-related question, because I'm not intimately familiar with their operation.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, if there are no other questions, thank you. Ask the applicant to come forward.
Morning. My name is Peter Moore. I'm the applicant or agent, and my address is 5699 North 7th Street, Fresno, California, 93710.
Mr. Moa, there are a few questions that we can ask again, but before we do that, did you have anything else that you want, a statement you wanted to make first? I know staff is recommending approval, and I think there are going to be some questions regarding your application or you're the representative, your client's application. I'll see if you have anything to say first, and you can also add later on if you have more to say.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I think this owner or applicant, he did not like just go out there and park his trucks or trailers, and you know, there's no violation so far. He came to us, he wanted to do this, and he wanted to do it the right way. He doesn't want to cut corners, he doesn't want to do whatever the county does not allow him to do. So far, he's been complying. He's, you know, the county request for traffic impact study, noise study, he does all that. He submitted all his farms to the county, and there was a list of all his farming operations. So that shows that he is legitimate. He's not just trying to create a truck stop and lease it to people to park there. And you know, whatever the county wants, he's compliant. He's in it. You know, it's a long-term process, and he's understand that, and he's been patient. So you know, again, I'm working for him, but I'm favoring this project because, you know, I think for a person who is legitimate, why should we stop it if everything's in compliance?
Okay. And right now he's located on Belmont Avenue, is that correct? Or where is his operation based on?
You know, I did not follow up on where he has his trucks or where he parks at the different farms, or I did not follow that, sorry.
Okay. So, well, there are no violations because right now it's an open lot.
Correct.
Okay. So you're not familiar with how large his operation is or what he hauls?
I do not. I know the when we started the application, he wanted to maximize, and that wasn't from any calculation or his operation at that point. He just said, well, maximize it. We maximized it. And it was like 81 truck parking stalls. So the noise study had a requirement that we need to consider 41% of the truck was in operation at any time. So that reduces the parking to 22. And he was patient enough to say, whatever I got is better than I have nothing. So.
Okay. Commissioner Hill.
Yes, Ms. Moya, have you considered or the owner about, because trucks leak, all this stuff, have you taken anything into consideration for soil contamination and how you would deal with that? Because I know a lot of trucking places, once they sell that property, they have to take many, many feet of dirt out.
As far as the design portion, we have not really considered that, but he does have a maintenance building proposed, and I hope he's doing his maintenance on his trucks. The other options is we could put an oil separator in the inlet so that way it catches the water as it goes into the inlet, and the rain washes it, and it catches it, and it separates it before it goes anywhere else.
Thank you.
I had a question. How much did the owner do? Did the owner do any outreach or meet with any of the surrounding property owners with regards to this project?
I am not aware. I know there was a list of not in favor, but I don't think he reached out, or at least I'm not aware.
Commissioner Rabian.
What is the estimated cost of this project?
I don't know. Sorry.
It's significant, right? It's a building.
It's the building, it's but asphalt. We did not put a cost together.
A million?
I'm sure it's significant.
It could be.
Significant. Okay. I have a reason for asking, but I'll get to it.
Yeah, but the warehouse is going to be metal building, so at least that brings down some of the costs. So.
What is your role in this? Are you an engineer?
Yeah, I am a licensed engineer and licensed surveyor.
Okay. Was it your advice to him to seek the path of a DRA?
It wasn't my idea, but I think that's the only option he has. When he came to us, he wanted it, this facility. We reached out to the county, and the best approach was going through a DRA.
Can you describe the agricultural products that he hauls? What are they?
Again, I don't know. There was a list, but I did not go to each property and see what's planted there. I did not.
Okay.
Any other questions at this time? Commissioner Quist.
On the operational statement at the end, there's reference made to obviously his current address or location of operations on Belmont Avenue. And then it also refers to has been authorized for carrier operations in interstate and can carry cargoes, general freight, and refrigerated foods. But it says general freight. So is your client going to maintain that current address or close that down and move to this new location? What's the intent? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't know his current address, whether that is just an office or another truck and trailer. I do not know.
Okay. Would you, if you were to go to the city to do this same project, would the city fees be higher than the county fees?
Repeat the question. Would the city what?
Well, if you went to with the same project in the city of Fresno, how would the comparable fees be for applications and going through the process?
I don't know. I don't know what I don't keep track of different agencies charging for different applications.
Okay.
Any other questions? Just for the record, you agree with all the conditions, should this pass, that staff has placed on this application?
Yes. I did make sure that the owner get a copy of this. He was supposed to come to this meeting. He texted me earlier. He had a family emergency, and him and his brother could not come. But, yes.
There no other questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here to speak, anyone else to speak in support of this application? Okay, at this time I'll ask for speakers who are opposed. Can I just get a show of hands of how many people plan to speak? Okay, that's fine. Everyone will be given that opportunity. I just ask that you limit your testimony. You say everything you want to say, but don't repeat as much as don't repeat. If you can avoid it, just say you agree with what was said before and we'll move on. So the first speaker in opposition, you come forward, state your name and address for the record.
Hi, Michael Favagrosa, 4113 West California Avenue, 93706, directly south of the open lot. I also have a letter from my neighbor, Carolyn Weber, who is 4253 West California. We oppose this.
Michael, you can give that to the staff and we'll pass it around. Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, I will keep this short as there's many people, but we oppose this as the impact on our neighborhood with the school being right up the street and then also the intersection right there at Brawley and California. There's quite a bit of traffic as well. And also the noise impact that it would produce to the neighborhood and myself as well, just directly south of the lot. So I'm sure we're aware of the event center that's been down the street. I compare the noise that'll probably add to it. that's equal to that. So pretty disturbing all hours of the day. So with that, that'll be my testimony. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker.
Hi, my name is Kathy Scher. I live at 465 South Brawley Avenue. I am the only house on the west side of the street, so I have vision of the Brawley, Madison, Kearney corridor. There are bus stops at Brawley and Madison. There is a bus stop at Brawley and Kearney. There is a bus stop at Brawley and California. Children are walking down that street all the time. We adding trucks onto a road that has just been improved. You can already see the degradation of the paving that was done from some of the bigger trucks that are coming through. My main concern is it seems like Brawley Avenue is becoming a truck stop for Fresno County now. We had Miranda down on Jensen and Brawley, which is not part of this, but just in reference. We have the gentleman right across the street from Madison School that had five trucks parked there in August of 23. In 24, he had 15. The other day, I took a picture. There are 18 semis there for 40 acres of grapes that are no longer there. There are now 110 barrels, 55-gallon drum barrels, sitting on the dirt with no concrete under them or anything else. The second parcel, and I don't have the address off the top of my head, that the same gentleman owns on west, on the west, northwest corner of Brawley and Madison, is now running truck service in his second primary thing right across from the school. Another semi comes in at least two or three times a week, even during school hours, to back in to drop off something which I haven't been able to see yet. And I've heard now that there's another proposition on Brawley and Nielsen on the southwest corner that they want to put another truck stop. That corner is deadly already, and it seems like every street that's going down Brawley is becoming a danger zone because of the people being allowed to buy ag property and putting vehicles in there. What bothered me today is I heard Mr. Quist ask the gentleman where that parking space was located that they are trying to put through now was on Belmont. And the gentleman that's on the northwest corner of Brawley and Madison was on Armstrong and Belmont. He bought Dillon Trucks, and now there's Dillon Trucks there. Besides the 18 vehicles there, they have the people that are driving those rigs when they come out. There's too much traffic in front of that school. Somebody's going to die. And like I said, I have a clear vision of the whole thing. I have no houses around me that impede my vision of seeing what's happening. We have more traffic down Brawley now because they're trying to get away from they're trying to get away from 180. So Brawley and Madison is becoming a danger zone. Somebody's going to get hurt, just like they did on Kearney. That was a police officer, a truck also. We need help with stopping these people coming down from Oakland or wherever they're coming from on the east side where they're paying high taxes and getting cheap ag land and putting truck stops in. This is not ag property that should be used for commercial trucking, and that's what it seems like it's getting to be. And it seems like we need your help to straighten this up, because is it going to take kids walking across the street getting hit by trucks that are going down Brawley? Miranda's still going down Brawley. They're not going down to Jensen like they promised they would do. There's way too much traffic on that road for those schools. And the people that may live there in the future when the housing project, which I don't think will ever happen because they want to be closer to the school, central school than there, we need help. It's to the point where we're floundering here because industrial is taking over ag and it's killing our county. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Troy Cooper Palms, and I'm on Brawley in between California and Kearney. And I definitely oppose the operation of a trucking business, the trucking situation that they want to, operation that they want to do. Not just for myself, but I know, as it's been said, I'm happy to hear that there's more residents that oppose this operation. It's totally unsafe. A lot of traffic has already been said. And I'll be right next to it. So there's fumes, it's just a bad operation to have in that location. So I just want to make that known. I'm pretty sure a lot of people know that, but yeah, it just doesn't fit. It's dangerous. There's a lot of traffic, has been said, and it's just dangerous. And I oppose.
Thank you very much. Next speaker.
Good morning. My name is Juan Diaz. I live at 1292 South Brawley. I'm just south of the proposed project. Commissioner Arabian said it correctly, and exclusively agriculture. And if I'm not mistaken, Section 820, and staff can correct me if I'm wrong, but Section 820 of the ordinance code says truck terminals are strictly prohibited. To me, and looking at the proposed project, I know it's been scaled down some, but it appears to be a truck terminal, which is not allowed in the AE zone district. I think they would have a better chance in the AL, but there are no AL zoning in that area. So I'm just here to express my opposition to it. I agree with my neighbors. It is a dangerous venture, I think, for children and the neighborhood. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak in support? In opposition?
Good morning. My name is Rebecca Vivenzi. I live at 4554 West Madison Avenue, very close to that property. I drive up and down that road almost daily. I did want to say that according to the code, Fresno County Code, it said AE zone is intended to protect agricultural land. Just because of what you haul does not make you agricultural. No different than someone hauling medical supplies makes them a doctor. I think county is wrong in their planning commission and their statement. It's no different than taking the title of a book or an excerpt from a book and drawing a conclusion. They took this section out, number three, and they use that for approving these DRAs or these permits. It says the transportation of agricultural products, supplies, or equipment together with maintenance, storage, repair, and service of necessary trucks and equipment thereof is not correct, because if you read the whole section above it, where that's taken from, on section 816.1G, says, when carried on as clearly secondary occupation in conjunction with a bona fide agricultural operation, where no more than 10% of the total land is used and where no more than three persons other than the owner are employed in such activities, and which are owned and operated by the owner or occupant of the premises, any of the following uses, and it gives one, two, and again, number three, which is what they took out. So that would mean that an agricultural farmer is giving him the opportunity to haul product off of his facility for sale. This is not for trucking. Just because you haul agricultural product does not mean that you can purchase agricultural land and have trucks on there. So us as residents have had to take our time to battle all these operations and speak up. We shouldn't have to, because county is not supposed to be allowing these operations to be in effect. Allowing it would contribute to unfair commerce among other trucking operations. There are three websites, at least, about this operation alone, the Young's Transport, ranging from an average of 3.0 stars to 3.7 stars. You have actually several opposition against, more than just those who are speaking right now. There are 63 members of the community that voiced opposition on this project. It's inside of this agenda, the report. And when they say they're only 2,100 feet south from the city, is actually where the elementary school is. So it's very close. And again, that's where there's a lot of children. It's an impacted school. There's families driving around that, trying to get to the schools. There's, like they said, children walking up and down that road who are dropped off at those bus stops. It's just very frustrating that I have to keep taking time to come down here or to call in. Another thing is to code enforcement, which is another, excuse me, a joke to a certain degree, because they don't understand the codes. They, again, take that little excerpt out and tell me because they're hauling agricultural products that they don't have, that they qualify. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Morning.
My name is Gino Favagrosa, 8200 West Kearney Boulevard, Fresno 93706. I live probably 6 miles from that property, but I own the property across the street. My son came up earlier and spoke about that. My son Michael was the first one to spoke. I built a house on that property across the street for the purpose of my son living there and his family. I really don't want to see my grandkids having to dodge trucks. Now, I'm not going to repeat everything that was said because there are some people that said some really good things. Mrs. Vivenzi, I think, laid it out really good. We're pulling one little line out of the code, and we're trying to say that that one little line is an agricultural product. Mr. Arabian, you know, you've asked a question about the commodity. What's the guarantee? Who's going to monitor it? And then when we do catch them, which we can, then what? The trucking company's already there. It is a trucking terminal, as Mr. Diaz said. And so my one thing that I really want to talk about was what I just said. Impacts my family. I built a house there for that. I own that property. Eventually, it will be my son's property. It's his house, his family. Hours of operation. No one really talked about it. It said 8 to 4 or 8 to 5. That's when they're saying the mechanics are going to be there. Those trucks are going to come in and out, as you well know, as I well know, all day and all night. Those trucks are going to go up and down Madison Avenue. They're going to go right by or up and down Bullard or Brawley Avenue, right by Madison School, day in and day out, 7 days a week. And we got to live with that. We got to live with the noise. We got to live with the lights. There'll be lights on that trucking yard. It'll be like daytime all the time out there. There's a few other trucking companies around that have done the same thing. Their lights are on like crazy. My last thing is, what are we doing with ag land? God's not making any more ag land. Last time I checked, the ag land we have is the ag land we have. And every time we allow 10 acres to be taken out because some guy wants to put a trucking company on cheap ag land, I call it cheap. It's not cheap from an ag standpoint, but it's cheap from an industrial standpoint. We have industrial areas in this town. That's where this stuff should be. I'm not against truck yards. Put them in an industrial area. Put them where they belong. They don't belong on our ag land. They don't belong taking productive land out of production. I guarantee you that piece of land is very productive. I farm across the street, and we do a very well job. Our farm is productive. I can't see how that land wouldn't be productive. It's right across the street. Land doesn't change by crossing the road. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Anyone else here to speak in opposition? Okay, then I will go to the applicant and ask if he would like to rebut anything that was brought up. Mr. Moa, do you care to address anything that was brought up?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Then we will close the public portion of the hearing, bring it back to the commission for discussion and a motion and a vote. I might start off. I can't make all the findings, but I'll ask the other commissioners what their thoughts are. Commissioner Arabian?
Yeah, I can't make finding number 3, the adverse effect, but I'd go deeper into it as well as that. I have personal experience with this farming on the east side where we've had this happen. The one thing I'll give the applicant credit for is that they didn't just cowboy it in and then come and ask for forgiveness. So I'll give them that. But we had a guy that cowboyed it in, and they had really good neighbors like this. They turned it in. Anybody with a cell phone now, and it was the agricultural exclusion thing, and they were doing long haul all through the night, 2 o'clock in the morning, dragging mud all over our road and everything, and the neighbors stayed on it, got through code enforcement, which was a very frustrating process. They started finding the guy, and little by little, they finally shut him down. Well, he was just leasing the property, and so he left barrels of oil and all kinds of stuff and left in the middle of the night, and that was that. I asked earlier, you know, how much would this project cost? This guy actually owns the property and is looking to probably put in, I'm just going to say $1 million, maybe more, into it. When you have this much pushback, you have literally no one on the positive side to speak in favor and everyone against. All it takes, so let's say we did approve this and these guys start taking pictures and it isn't ag products. They're going to be back over here. They're going to go through a long process. It takes our resources to do that. They're going to start finding him, and then they're going to shut him down. So almost in protecting the applicant, I think he's naive, actually, in what he's doing. He could end up putting $1 million into this and being shut down 2 to 3 years later, and we have all these resources. So, I've literally seen that happen. I've seen that play out. So it's something to consider, but I'm ready to make a motion to deny, but I'll just let it kind of
float. Why don't you make the motion, and we think we can have discussion, if that's okay.
Okay, I'll make a motion to deny the...
I'll second.
Second.
Okay, do you want to state your reason as far as the findings you can't make?
Finding number three.
Can't make finding number three?
If you could, for the record, if you could identify the basis of not being able to make the finding, it would be helpful to us.
The basis of finding number three, causing an adverse conditions on the neighborhood through traffic, noise, safety. It's my opinion.
Who was the second?
Me. Oh.
Commissioner Williams.
I think I beat you to the draw.
I think you had three. I
think so.
Well, maybe I made the second. No, okay. Commissioner Rabian made the motion to deny, stated the reasons he couldn't make finding number three. Commissioner Whalen made the second. Now, any discussion?
Yes.
Commissioner Quist.
If I look at Exhibit 8 on page 13 in the top of the page, it says land use and planning. Would the project physically divide an established community? I'm not sure what that actually means, but... If we judge by the reaction of the neighborhood, it's an adverse impact. Here we say less than significant impact. That's our finding in Exhibit 8. That's distressing to me. And the last sentence underneath that says the surrounding properties are developed with commercial, industrial, and ag uses. I don't know. I've driven around that area, and I haven't seen any industrial facilities in that neighborhood. So, but placing this, I've seen these go in, as Mr. Rabian has reflected, and people in the audience have reflected. I've seen these go in, and I laud the person for coming in and doing it the right way, but it's just that it doesn't match the community, quite frankly. And when one goes in, another one goes in, and you can see it in that neighborhood. So that's my reason for opposing.
Any other comments before we vote? Yes.
I would just echo what Mr. Rabian said, though, that the concern is that there would be noncompliance also, and then it would be a much worse situation for the applicant who would have invested the money to put in the infrastructure and then would be in the situation where they're out a lot more. So
yeah.
I think that makes more sense to be more proactive.
But I would hesitate to use that as the reason.
Well, that's not the reason, but I would just say for the benefit, Mr. Mua relaying the information to his client, that might be of significance.
Okay.
I have a concern for this as well. Basically, whenever you have an ag, say it's tagged on as ag-related, and you can't produce what ag goes in there, and they couldn't give us any indication what would be, usually it's not. Because they don't want to bring it forward. So I'm not quite sure how much sense is not going to be monitoring what will be the ag production. So I kind of feel like that in this, they slug, maybe the ag was just put there so it could pass. And maybe that's not the full intention. But with the applicant is not, I mean, the owner isn't here to express. We don't know what type of farming, fruit, vegetables, and what their processes are.
Okay, if there are no other comments, I'm going to ask for a vote. And this is to deny. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed. The motion carries 9-0 and is final unless appealed to the board. Thank you, everyone. Okay. Staff, do we have any information or some wisdom to share?
No, it's great to see everybody here today. But
well, we heard there was going to be lunch.
I don't believe the internet, man.
All right. Well, then I think I heard one of the commissioners say that we're adjourned.
All Well, you did.
Okay, thank you very much.
Echo from days past.